guys, welcome to another episode of Ask Zula, and today's guest is Brenda.
Hello, hi. Introduce yourself to everyone.
Oh, introduce.
Yeah. it's a courtesy introduce, like, everybody know you already.
Oh my god, okay. Hi, I'm Brenda. I'm a social media exec here at TSR and also a talent.
Yeah. Wow, you sound so professional saying that, like your LinkedIn profile.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Today's the episode, right? Why we asked Brenda on today's episode? Why? The face I did.
Nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because I would consider myself to be quite a private person.
Okay.
I like doing heart-to-heart talk off camera. On camera is like very daunting.
Okay.
So
gonna be fine because it's me lah. It's me. That's my job here, right? So we are here today to talk about why Brenda is single. Okay, I mean to put it bluntly. But also not just that, like the reasons behind it. Mm. And of course not like shit on you or anything lah. It's just to understand like why you have this train of thought and also yes. Why you haven't really like taken any action. Cause we all know that it's something that you always mention in TSL videos.
Okay, I need to clarify.
Sure, clarify.
It's not that I always want to purposely mention it, but it always seems very apt during like certain situations, during shoots and things. Inside lah. Like psychologically, mentally,
sure.
There are more issues than just superficial reasons. So I think this is a good way to clarify that. The most common reason I see in the comments is because I'm picky. Okay. And then I always never found a chance to address that lah, because there was also never really a chance for me to address this.
Of course. Yeah. It's not like you can go in the comments and be like, write a whole essay
about
your life story there,
this
right?
This is why I'm picky.
Yeah.
No lah, I cannot.
Yeah, but I mean there's reasons, so we're gonna delve into that today.
I actually received DMs. People ask me, are you really, really single? Because I think they think that this is a facade.
I will tell Brenda she's beautiful. You all don't have to tell her that. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Okay. So I think the first question is, right, I mean, you have mentioned that you had a boyfriend before.
Yeah.
So you want to share a little bit more about that?
Yeah, actually he was my first and I would say last boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was in Sec 3.
Yeah.
We were classmates and then we just liked each other. Then we got together like in a very cutesy, kiddie way.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
That lasted for about 3 to 4 months. And then we broke up. It's so weird because I don't know if I would consider it to be a relationship actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But very cute lah. Like go hand, heart, okay. Send me home, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a very secondary school kind of romance that some people may have experienced because maybe like mixed school is quite
school,
common,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
As well. Did you love him or you just like, I stayed my,
that kind of at that time?
Yeah.
I definitely liked him more than I like other people lah. That's why we got together.
Yeah. So can you describe how this person looks like?
He is taller than me. Wouldn't say very much taller. He's 10. He has very defined features.
Right.
Okay lah, I would say he is handsome. He was probably one of the most good looking dudes in my cohort that time.
Wow.
I would say, I think he knows it also.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of people would agree. Especially, you know, in Sec 1, Sec 2, then they still kid. Heaven, puberty.
Yeah.
Suddenly in Sec 3, bam! Wow.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Because yeah. I knew he was handsome as a kid already, but then after that, he suddenly grew so much taller and all.
How did it like end, actually?
I think at that point, I was very childish and selfish lah. I just didn't want to say the reason because I got ego lah. And then it wasn't his issue, but it's more of I'm very insecure.
Okay.
Because, come on man, he's so good looking. I think my insecurities got the better of me. Together with some external things that I heard from people lah. It wasn't very good on my part to not have communication with him. Like to clarify things. I was really very childish, I was 15.
No, but it's
at
normal.
Time.
I think at 15, you don't even know what the hell to do. You hear something, you're just like, okay, bye-bye, that kind.
Yeah, so I was very afraid of confrontation. I didn't want any explanation. And maybe at that time, I didn't like him or love him enough to want to hear his side of the story.
Yeah.
I broke up with him at the end of the school holidays in Sec 3 and then we were in the same class in Sec 4. So I had to see him again for another year.
Oh my lord. Okay.
Oh my god. And our form teacher put us to sit together at the front of the class. She knew we were together in Sec 3, so I...
Oh, she was like, I'm doing you a favor, but no!
I died eh! Oh my god. It will seem like he hurt me so bad that until now I don't have a boyfriend, but no.
Yeah.
Really no. It's just from then until now, just don't have
her. I mean, a lot of people will say like in school is the best opportunity to meet someone because like you're always spending a lot of time together with them.
In JC, it was like a blurry 2 years of my life because most of my attention was put into studying. I was very close to retaining my year one.
Oh, okay.
We got time to think about boys.
I think uni, there's a lot more free time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We are going to uni already.
Okay, okay. So she got
PTSD
something to share.
Again.
Oh,
PTSD again.
Okay, she got something to share. Maybe you wanna.
I'm very scared that if I say stories, the details are a bit off. But I try my best, okay? I'm the kind of person, right, who always have ECs or crushes. But I will never, right, make the move to do anything. Because I'm very happy being in my bubble and just having you as a fantasy in a cupboard kind. That being said, I met a few seniors and then I was attracted to this particular senior who was quite nerdy. It was a big step for me. I asked his friend to actually, it helped me, you know.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
I really want to get to know him better,
right,
you know. Fast forward the story, I got so close to the friend that I ended up developing feelings for him instead of for nerdy guy.
Okay.
Don't laugh. I know you're laughing because you know the story!
Just to validate your point a bit, I feel that sometimes these things happen and it's not wrong because you can't help who you like eventually, especially if you spend a lot of time with the person.
Correct. I talk to him more than I talk to nerdy guy.
Of course, of course.
And then that's when things got a little bit complicated. It's my fault, lah, really. I would say partly I was to blame because when all these complications happened, I didn't make the first move to clarify things with the nerdy guy. Yeah, it was a bit unfair for him.
Okay.
Because he also was trying to think like, oh, so who does she like?
So do you talk to the nerdy guy during this period, actually? Because you said like you're trying to get to know him, right?
Yeah.
So do you actually end up getting to know him?
Or? Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I got to know him and realized that he's so nice. I feel like he didn't deserve to be in such a situation, mainly because he also didn't ask for it. At a certain point, I realized that I liked the friend more. We suddenly came to this conversation like, so who do you like? I told him that it was him. So I really said it explicitly already.
Yeah.
Like, it's him. But then after that, he didn't really like ask me out, or he didn't really want to do anything to advance it. So
okay.
I was wondering why lah. One fine day.
Suddenly like a starting of a Chinese essay.
I still remember, man.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I still remember it was nighttime, okay?
Got it.
I found out from reliable sources that he was texting. He was contacting another girl.
Okay.
And it was the kind where they like each other.
Ah, okay, okay.
So I confused. Or maybe it was just me like being very one-sided, lor. I was so blinded that
right.
I tried to think that maybe he really
reciprocated.
I suddenly remember already.
Oh.
I remember already. He told me that he needed time.
Ah, so when you said you like him, he told you that he needed time.
Around that period, he told me he needed time,
okay.
Which was what confused me because you tell me you need time, but actually you are contacting another girl. So am I not worth the time? Like, were you just trying to drag things out, hoping that I will like lose my feelings for you?
Right.
And then if you have the balls to like someone else, right, you should have the balls to come and tell me.
I mean, true.
That was what I was angry about. Because I think he was hoping that I would find out myself, which was very disrespectful.
Oh, okay.
He should have just told me straight up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so
I guess it's like you talk to this person so often and then later on you find out that this person actually never tell you everything. I can understand the betrayal in that sense. It's like, how this person never tell me this and like we are good friends.
Yeah,
so I understand.
Yeah, so I was very, very obviously angry and I think it was justifiable. It hurt even more, right, because I heard it from other people. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that during the period where he was trying to help me get to know the nerdy guy, he already like was interested or had feelings for me, which made me even more confused.
Right.
So I was like, I'm done with relationships. Say like liking anyone. So I would say for a good one year plus, I like shut my door. I just didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to focus on myself and my studies after
Got
that.
It.
I mean, it's very traumatizing.
I don't even need to ask the question.
Yeah,
like, it clearly did affect it did. Quite a bit of your... like, I guess your mindset and your view towards relationships also.
Yeah.
I think it's very important to communicate.
Yeah.
Right?
I think through this experience, I felt that I wasn't enough.
Mm.
It really affected my self-confidence.
Yeah.
I just didn't dare to be vulnerable and to open up to people that much anymore.
I also want to say that you are more than enough.
Ah!
Like that. I think it's natural to feel that way though, especially if there's you're in a situation where it's like a someone chose someone else over you. But sometimes you never understand the situation or the way people are thinking for their thoughts to go this way. But it still doesn't discount the fact that you feel this way, like it made you feel this way also. You mentioned that that's one big part of it, right? Are you even looking for someone? Because it seems like you are in videos, but are you really looking?
I would say I'm not actively searching for someone.
Yeah.
But if it happens, it happens. I'm open to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not like a, I need a boyfriend, buy me a guy. Yeah, no, not like that.
I would say that in videos, sometimes it comes across as that,
it
right?
It does, but...
Yeah. Any other reasons why you believe that... Like, other factors in your life that you believe have, you know, affected your views on relationships that made you feel this way? Like you don't actively want to pursue something, you're just like, okay.
I think my family situation would be one. My parents divorced when I was around 16 years old.
Okay.
I was kind of forced to grow up.
Okay.
Because I was the older sibling.
Yeah.
I had to be the messenger for my parents and things like that. I mean, seeing your own parents' relationship come to an end, I think that really affects. And I feel like divorce is so common, right, that we no longer talk about it.
Yeah.
We need a lot more conversations about it. Not just for the parents, but for the kids who experience it also.
Mm-mm.
Seeing my dad fall out of love kind of affected me quite a bit.
Okay.
Because it really made me question the definition of love in a relationship. How come, like, over 15 years of marriage, right, can just end like that?
Yeah.
Like you open up and be so vulnerable to someone, and then just one day everything can end. Then what's the point?
Right.
So that was my thought when I was young.
Yeah.
I feel like this family situation thing is really one of the main reasons why I'm not actively searching for someone. Before it happened, I very pro family, pro marriage. But now it's more of a, if it happens, it happens.
Right.
If it doesn't, I'm fine also.
Okay. I would say I think it's very natural that like the things that happen in your childhood kind of lead up to how you feel or view relationships today. Sometimes it affects people more than others. Because like for myself, I'm also from like a divorced family, right? But it didn't really affect me in that way. I always just thought of it as like, that's their problem and this is my problem, you know? Because I will take it as two separate things.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of lessons to learn from from experiencing that as a child also lah. And I think maybe in future episodes, if you guys want us to talk about it, we always leave this in the comments and we can like find someone who is willing to share about their experience to talk about it as well.
Sometimes I also wonder before, like, is it because I am like immature? Why am I like still not over it at this point?
Right.
But then I've come to accept that different people really just take in different situations differently and they react differently, and it's fine to not be okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Even if it's for the rest of your life.
When people ask you like, why are you still single and everything, I think it's very hard for you to answer this question also, right? Because how are you going to explain your 10 years of trauma with your family like or something to them? So a person you just met on the internet. Yeah. My question then to you is like, if you're going to be single for the rest of your life, will you be okay with it? Like, legit question, right?
I have found peace with being alone. Once you have been single for very long, right, you just really become very independent.
Yeah.
You just realise that you don't really need someone to complete you.
I think that's the most important thing, actually. Like, before you're in a relationship, you need to be a complete person yourself. It's a good thing that you're self-sufficient and independent, because then when you enter the relationship, you're complement each other and not, like, take advantage or make use of each other to, like, fulfil the needs that you don't have in your life.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Cannot rely on your other partner to make yourself feel whole, right?
Correct. I think all these experiences add up, right, to actually explain why maybe I have certain expectations when it comes to choosing a partner, because I have spent so long trying to search for myself. So I know very clearly like what I want and what I don't want. I would say if you ask me now, what is my checklist, right? I cannot really explain.
Right.
But then it's more of like when I meet someone and they have a red flag or something I don't like and something I like, then I'll realize on the spot.
What would be like kind of a motivator to encourage you to get to know someone more?
For me, right, I need to start off as friends.
Okay.
But I know for a lot of people, they draw a clear line between friends and people I can date. Like, they don't want to cross that line, right? I put a lot of value in knowing the person inside out before I decide whether I want to like him.
Yeah.
I think another exception, if it's not start as friends, right, is, so I'm a little bit like socially awkward at times. So if within the first few days I meet you or the first time I meet you, then suddenly can click, right?
Yeah.
It's really like a tick in the checklist.
Right. Sorry, I sidetracked a little bit from the friend thing, right? You technically have not really experienced a lot of very typical relationship things like holding hands and like the like all those things. I know like we mentioned, Venta mentioned in the video that she you wanna say for everyone?
But I haven't lost my huskies.
So do you feel that you feel left out, like when you know people your age have kind of experienced a lot of things about relationships?
Okay, I feel like I'm left out, but I'm not losing out. And I don't really put that pressure on myself. It's more of like societal pressures, honestly. Like, hey, why don't you have a boyfriend?
Like your friends or like
family? Friends, family.
How do you explain it to them, actually?
I'll just be like, I just don't have lor.
I think it's like, it's a very tiring thing to explain as well.
Yeah.
But I'm also very guilty of asking people this question. I'm very, very, same, very guilty. Legit. And I think that it's kind of ingrained in us to be curious about someone else's love life as well. Because like sometimes you may be in a happy relationship, then sometimes you also want your friend to be happy, right? So you're always like, oh, do you want me to set you up with someone? Or like, you know.
My friends do that too.
So, okay, so what do your friends
set
say?
Me up with people.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm very lucky to have like a friend like that who looks out for me. She knows that I don't really like to go on blind dates. So it usually will be more of like with a group of friends kind of thing.
Ah.
And then if it happens, it happens. Okay. But so far, no luck.
Okay, so how does it usually go? Like, do you have an experience to share?
Yeah, I didn't really specially prepare for it, mainly because my friend, right, she knows that if she tells me at the start of the day, and then we are meeting after work, I will really think about it the entire day. So she decided not to tell me.
Oh shit!
She tell me when I meet her only.
Oh shit!
By the way, there's gonna be a guy coming along. Yeah, then. But usually this kind of meetup is very chill lah. It's like over drinks and things like that. I just saw it as like meeting someone new. But in the end, I guess we weren't suited for each other. So we just are acquaintances.
Then have you tried like dating apps before?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
My friend actually helped me to create Tinder once. Very, very long ago. But I am such a bad texter. I cannot sustain conversations so much that I just deleted the app. And I prefer to know someone face to face.
Like organically?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say also because if you're on dating apps, right, and then I have to meet someone to go on a date, there will be this unspoken thing in my head where it's a potential partner.
Right.
So that pressurizes me already. I won't really open up. But then if it's like knowing someone as a friend, it's easier to open up because how do I put it? Like, cause I know that we can just be friends, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I can kinda like understand where you're coming from. So when you see someone as a potential date, right? Sometimes you are trying to be your best self. As a friend, like if you just meet someone new, you're just like, oh hi, nice to meet you. Then you just like la-di-da do what you usually do and don't overthink things.
Correct.
I think that's one of the reasons why you probably feel that way. Yeah, and I can only imagine why, because like, I mean, I've only gone on like one or two dates where like, I only met them online. Sometimes like very long ago, like when I was like 19 or 20 or something like that. And I honestly feel that there's this pressure to be like a certain way or like to be a bit more, not more polite than you usually are, but I don't know how much of myself I'll be. I'll be like a 70% of myself.
Yeah. And also, if you get to know someone as friends, right, you really like get to know the person as themselves. I have heard a lot of success stories from Tinder and dating apps also.
Yeah.
Like from family members and friends. So this is just like my point of view. I feel like dating apps not for me.
Okay, so moving on from the dating apps, do you feel like your lack of experience in this kind of category has affected your work in any sense? Like legit question, because I think on we are here usually to be personalities or talent, right? Correct. To share about our lives. Yeah, do you feel that sometimes you can't talk about certain things for certain videos per se?
Yeah. At the start when I just came in, for certain segments, I cannot be involved. Mainly because I just had nothing to talk about. But after that, I kind of grew to accept that it's okay to be different though.
Yeah.
I feel like with the lack of experience also comes another set of stories that I can share and people can relate to. It's interesting to also have videos where there's a different perspective or where like I haven't experienced things. Yeah.
You know what I mean, lah.
I understand.
appearing in more videos, like since you joined TSL and everything, right? And then you mentioned all these, like, oh, I'm single, blah, blah, blah. It's like people reach out to you on like social media about it. Why?
Okay. I receive DMs and email.
Email?
Well, because I link my email in my Instagram bio, right?
They say, you know, someone's gonna link in you and be like, hi, Brenda, I heard you're single.
I received emails before, like some very well written ones, but aww. I draw a line when I don't know people.
Okay.
Like when I read online stuff, because I feel like the internet can be a very scary world.
Mm.
So that's where I filter things out. I am being 100% genuine in videos, but people don't really know me as I am.
Yeah.
That's why I draw the line also.
I get that, like the drawing the line thing, because I mean, I think it's natural for it to be that way. But for example, imagine a hypothetical situation, right? Where let's say some person DMs you and this person like, oh, you see like, quite attractive, that kind of thing. And the conversation that he DM you about is like quite chill, quite casual, like maybe y'all can vibe off each other. Like, would you consider this as a person that you want to get to know a little bit more?
Yeah, I feel like I'm open to it. Okay. I do reply to DMs.
Yeah.
Those very casual ones or like asking me questions.
Yeah.
Things that I feel like I can respond to.
Yeah.
I will answer. Well, overall, a bit hard for me to know people through online.
Okay.
Just because I am a very guarded person in real life already.
Okay.
So it doesn't help that I understand that the internet can be a very scary place.
For sure, for sure.
So I try to draw the line there.
The TLDR is don't go and DM Brenda in hopes that she'll come and talk to you. If you send her your profile, like, this is my dating app profile, here's a picture of me, she's literally gonna be like, sorry, no.
Cannot,
sorry. So sorry, sir. Legit, it's very hard. I think just have a casual conversation. Maybe maybe one of y'all will hit it off with her. You never know. Wink, wonk, wink, wink.
We will see.
We will see how it goes. Yeah, but to end off or like wrap up this video, right? What do you want to say to the people who call you picky? Say whatever you want, man. This video is
people who call me picky. Yeah. Okay, because I think all these comments don't come from like bad intentions.
Yeah.
It's just a casual comment. But I would say I have my reasons lor for having these expectations and being picky.
Yeah.
And I hope that from this video you kind of know why.
And any advice for other people out there? Because I think that for a lot of girls, I think at this age, like there's the whole societal pressure, right? That we did kind of talk about before this already.
Yeah.
What could you say to people who are maybe in a similar position as you? Yeah.
Actually, this is very apt because, you know, recently this TSL video about our first kiss was published. And then, obviously, I didn't have any experience, but I was inserted into the video. CC Reiner. Yeah, and I actually received a lot of supportive comments, you know, in the comment section. And a lot of people can relate to me.
Yeah.
So I was very heartened by that. All I can say is that you have to be independent as a person. You need to love yourself right wholeheartedly first before you can actually extend your love to someone else. So it's really fine to be single and all. I feel like don't like see this negatively. Take this as a learning experience to learn about yourself even more before you meet someone.
Just to end up with what you're saying also, you shouldn't settle for someone just because you feel like, okay, I'm gonna be old soon, like I'm gonna be 30 soon. It'll take time to own it, but you will own it eventually.
It really will take time to own it, cause I have to admit that there are times when I am like with a group of friends and then we are talking, then I will actually feel embarrassed that I never experienced before, just because everyone else around me have experienced things like that.
Yeah.
And I think it's really inevitable, cause if you are not kind of consumed at least a little bit by societal pressures, right, then you're not human.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Brenda, for sharing your story with everyone. Even though she was like, I don't want that, I got nothing to say. Oh my god, I'm so stressed. I don't know, the 2-hour video of myself. It's okay. Everybody will, it will help be relatable to like one person or another, or if not, someone else can learn from this experience as well.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
And I would like to say that I think everyone at TSL are very supportive, like all my friends and all that. Cause despite me having no experience, right, everyone's always very, just generally very supportive.
Yeah.
And they always assure me that like I'm my own person. I would say that joining TSL has really changed me for the better. It has helped me to meet like very, very good people in my life that I would keep for the rest of my life. And then they have really helped me to own my experiences and who I am as a person.
So thank you guys for watching. Leave in the comments and tell us what you liked about it. And also who else to interview on future episodes of Azula. And don't forget
Leo.
Moving on. And also don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye. Bye.